are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, wait a second, wait a second. What's this here? What's this? In Albuquerque, a man decided to register his dog, Buddy, to vote. He went to a registration booth at the University of New Mexico's campus. He wanted to prove how easy it was to register his dog, right? He actually is a Republican, and he signed his dog up as a Democrat. He said he was trying to expose the problems with the registration system. I guess he did receive Buddy's voter registration card in the mail Wednesday. He said somebody should have verified this information. He made up a birthday. He made up a Social Security number. He had a voter registration card in his hand for Buddy 2 weeks later. The clerk's office for Bernalillo County, where the dog was registered, says state law does not require proof of your Social Security, date of birth, or even your name, they said. But they said this man committed voter fraud, so now, of course, he's in trouble with the law. But he registered his dog. I mean, we know we have, you know, registered voters that are dead, that are fake. I mean, this is going to be a very interesting election. Huh. All right, guys. And we've got an interesting show for you. A lot to talk about. Apparently, they're making the flu vaccine even bigger. It's going to be a 4-in-1 flu vaccine. It's probably going to take about an hour to administer. No, it doesn't look that bad. It looks pretty good. So we're going to talk about that. Again, more issues with sleeping pills. I guess they're saying now sleeping pill deaths can exceed 500,000 annually. And I guess the makers of Ambien are getting sued for a possible suicide case that happened in Las Vegas. So we're going to talk about that. Also going to talk about how, I guess, a female cruise passenger is missing. This is starting to happen just a little too often. Awesome, so cool nature news. So we got a big show, but I want to hear from you guys. So please call in at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Of course, you can email me at Dr. Dahlia. I would love to get to some emails if we can. I'll see what we can do. I know I need to speak quickly, shouldn't I? No? So nobody wants me to speak any quicker than I have. All right. Okay, so we've been watching this TJ Lane. Looks like he was... Now, I'm a little confused by this. Again, I'm not an attorney, but I guess the child that the 17-year-old that shot those kids in the Ohio school killed three of them. The death toll is at three. I think from what I understand, one of them was able to leave the hospital. There was a time limit where he had to be charged in juvenile court. So from what I understand, he was charged in juvenile court, all right, and they said that he was charged with, I guess, aggravated murder, okay, as well as among other things. But they, from what I understand, the judge does want to try him in an adult court. He's 17 years old. Now, there is no death penalty, from what I understand, in Ohio, because I know that's what people are crying for. They're like, okay, you know, the kid's 17. He knows what he's doing. You know, death penalty, from what I understand, no. They wouldn't be able to do that. Right now, I guess as of today, he was charged with 3 counts of aggravated murder, 2 counts of attempted aggravated murder. Attempted, I guess, and 1 count of felonious assault. See, why would it be 1 count? You'd think it would be more, but again, I'm sure, you know, my legal listeners probably understand that. They said that they do see him being charged as an adult and facing the possibility of life without parole. So that would possibly be the maximum sentence that he could get for this. And I think he should. I think he should. I mean, by 17 years old, honestly... By 17 years old, I believe he does have that mentation as an adult. Now, we all know a lot of teenagers are stupid, absolutely. But, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, he's close enough to that 18 age. I can't stand the fact that they're like, well, look at the birth certificate. Well, the birth certificate is not technically 18. No. All right, he knew what he was doing. From what I understand, he stole his uncle's gun, 22 caliber pistol, brought a knife to the school, fired 10 shots at a group of students, killing 3 of them. No. I mean, and from what I understand also, it seems like this boy has come from a very, very checkered past. Apparently, he did tried to assault his uncle in the past, John Bruning. I guess he tried to put him in a chokehold. I guess his father, Thomas Lane Jr., was charged with domestic violence, assault, kidnapping, and theft, served jail time. Mother, Sarah Nolan, was charged with domestic violence in 1995, disorderly conduct. So he comes from a family where there is violence in the family. Again, we don't know why he shot these kids, if it was bullying, if it was drug dealing, etc. The only clue we've had was his Facebook post where he wrote a very weird poem, rhymed it. Maybe it was a haiku. I don't know. It was a weird poem. You know when a poem doesn't make sense a lot of times? You know, I think it's a haiku. But I don't know. I mean, they're rhymed, and usually haikus don't rhyme. Haikus are like, what, 5 syllables, then 7 syllables, then 5? Yeah. I don't know. I got to look at it again. But I remember he ended it, you know, something to the effect of, die, all of you die. And it sounded like he was mad at a group of people, and he wanted them to bow to him, fear him, type of thing. So it makes you think that he had some enemies that he really wanted, but we don't know. We don't know what happened. But it looks like, though, charges are already underway and absolutely frightening. Now, of course, locally, we had somebody that was, I guess, shooting in a neighborhood near my kid's school. And elementary school went on lockdown. Students had to be evacuated to the middle school. The high school nearby was, I guess, in quote-unquote shelter mode. Everybody now is just on high alert. Well, remember yesterday a Georgia school was on lockdown because somebody who texted somebody that was, I guess, a missed number said going to be at West Hall, and the autocorrect turned it to gunman be at West Hall later today. So then that school was on lockdown for 2 hours. I mean, we're really paranoid. We are really going to be paranoid. And honestly, you should be. Okay, I have no idea what the heck is going on in these schools. I think the schools are understaffed. I think we don't have enough protection of our students. There's no metal detectors. And honestly, I mean, you know how many entrances there are with schools? These kids know how to get in and get out. You know, how do you stop these kids from bringing guns to school? Oh, Dr. Dahlia, that's why we need gun control. These kids are going to get... Remember, this kid... He stole the gun from his uncle. Okay? If these kids want a gun, they find it. All right. Don't go away. We'll be right back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877 Dr. Dahlia.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open-pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net. Or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
You bet I do. All right, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC, D-A-L-I, taking your calls, emails, comments, anything. And, you know, if you do want the Dr. Dahlia Show coming to your news talk station, please email them, write them, call them, let them know, and Genesis Communications Network, hopefully, make it happen. I love hearing these stories. Little three-year-old saves his grandma with a 911 call. Apparently, in Townsend, Massachusetts, a grandmother was actually having a seizure. The boy, on his own, called 911, okay? The toddler apparently knew exactly what to do. He goes, my name is Ethan. My nana needs help. She is shaking. Now, I guess you hear, you know, that one operator going, your mama? He's like, no, my nana. You know, like, please, you know, really get it right. And I guess for nearly 10 minutes, he stayed on the line, right, with the dispatcher. And then I guess when the police came, he opened the door and he knew how to unlock the door. And then he showed them where to get to grandma. And then I guess they needed to get her medicine list. So he went into the purse. I mean, he knew everything. He knew everything. And from what I understand, the police were just so proud of this little three-year-old that they bought him a new bike. I mean, yeah, but, you know, parents, grandparents, those of you listen out there, you know, your three-year-olds are pretty smart. Teach them, okay? I mean, your three-year-old, four-year-old may save your life. You know, this isn't the first time we've heard something like this. Train your dog. I don't care. But, you know, train the kids. If anything happens, you call 911. Now, luckily, you know, with 911, they're able to, you know, these 911 dispatchers, they are really the unknown heroes in this country. Do you guys notice that? You know, I mean, I love the police. I love all our first responders, but we forget to thank our dispatchers. Because what they go through, I mean, you know, and every now and then, you know, you hear one that you know, fumbles a little bit, like what happened with the case with the, what is it, Josh Taylor? You know, that blew up the house. You know, he didn't really believe the social worker. She didn't even know what to expect. But, you know, he was kind of hemming and hawing on that one. But for the most part, you know, I listen to these guys. And I listen to how they are calm and how they talk to kids. You know, because remember, if you have a child that's scared, a child could drop the phone and run. You know, and you know, having that communication is vital. So teach your kids. We did drills. When my kids were younger, I would pretend to faint. And they knew that I usually have my phone in my pocket, so they knew how to find the phone, get the phone, and call 911. Right? They knew exactly what to do. And as they get older, I'm going to be teaching them for, you know, certain CPR techniques, but why not? You know, things happen. And, you know, it's very frustrating when you hear that, you know, people die in their houses alone or, you know, die in front of their kids and the kids didn't know what to do, you know, especially when they're young like that. But 911, I think, is great. Teach your 2-year-old. Now, I know many of you are like, no, my 2-year-old will call 911 just for fun. All right, well, you got to teach him not for fun. You know, you got to teach them, no, not for fun, but very important to do. All right. This is kind of concerning me because, of course, it brings back memories of a friend of mine. Looks like there's a 47-year-old woman missing from the Celebration Cruise Line ship that I guess this happened yesterday. I guess the ship docked at Port of Palm Beach in Florida. The ship had left Grand Bahama Island at 8 p.m. on Tuesday, and the man had last seen his partner, I guess, in the Bahamas, from what I understand. He left her at a gift shop on board when he went to the casino before returning to their cabin. He wakes up and realized she never returned. So he calls the ship's crew at 8 a.m. Right now, U.S. Coast Guard is searching for the missing passenger. From what I understand, she boarded the ship in the, you know, in Grand Bahama. And because you have to swipe your card. For any of you guys that have ever done a cruise, what they do is they have already a picture of you in place, and then they have to swipe your card, and you cannot get back on the ship without your card. I mean, you held those cards tighter than you held your passport. And so it looked like she got on, went to a gift shop, is gone. And this isn't the first time we've heard of people missing from cruise ships. And that's, it brings back horrible memories because I lost a friend who went on a cruise, went off the ship, you know, to shop around Cabo in the very highly commercialized area, never came back. So, just keep in mind that kooky things can happen and people on cruises are very vulnerable. Right? Again, we still don't know. I mean, did she fall off the ship? Is she in some other, you know, man's cabin? I don't know. But, you know, we hear a lot about people just being abducted, you know, going on these excursions or, you know, coming off the boat, going back on the boat, et cetera. Something happens in between. So just like I said, if you do ever go on these cruises, make sure you guys have a buddy system. You know what we do? If we go on a cruise or a trip, we have walkie-talkies. We always have walkie-talkies. We can kind of check in with each other all the time. I know it's not the most safe, but at least it's something you could do. All right. So it looks like in the news today, and for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. They're saying women's condom use in the first year of college is dropping pretty severely. Looks like freshman year of college, a new study has shown an increasing drop in the use of condoms. And I know some of you are like, oh, duh. Of course, Dahlia. Well, I don't know. Aren't we supposed to be smarter? Right? They say those with lower GPAs and a tendency to binge drink were more often, wait a second, more often were those whose use of protection decreased by up to 10%. Okay, I get it. They're doing a double negative. Okay, so if you had a lower GPA, right, and you're kind of a hoochie mama, you wouldn't be using condoms. Whereas your straight-A student honor roll would actually stop and say, can we please break out the prophylactic? Study leader Jennifer Walsh, a researcher at the Miriam's Hospital Centers for Behavioral and Preventative Medicine in Rhode Island, after she was told none of your damn business, revealed the findings online at the Journal of Sex Research. All right. As part of the exam of health behavior in college freshmen for the National Institutes on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism, Ms. Walsh and her team asked the students every month to disclose how often they use condoms on a 5-point scale that ranged from never to always. The also recorded was information on their socioeconomic status, drug and alcohol use, and grades of each woman. And they found there was a correlation between risky behavior, unprotected sex, frequency of condom use, right? They said low grades and extracurricular activities that were a little bit more hoochie mama-ish, okay, and use of contraceptive pill showed a decrease in condoms. Okay, I mean, let me think back to condom years. I was a good girl. I was a good girl. But I remember they were a little costly. We were talking about condom pricing in the previous hour. I think they averaged about $1 a condom. I did go onto the Walmart website, and I guess the Trojan, is it Trojan Magnum large size? It's a black box, pretty attractive box. 36 count for I think $9.87. So plus tax, you know, for about $10, you're getting 36 condoms. That's not bad. But if you're looking at a college student who has no money and whose parents are watching everything they're purchasing on their credit card, maybe, you know, maybe it's a money issue. I don't know. All I know is, oh, my gosh, I'm just glad I don't have daughters. You know, sending the daughters to school and then they're having sex and not using the condoms. I don't know how you parents do it. I really don't. Did you guys hear Planned Parenthood has this Planned Parenthood has this, I guess, program where in Washington State they gave out 55,000 condoms that actually had a barcode on the box. And what you were supposed to do was scan the barcode in your iPhone. And it would let a website know where you were using the condom, right? So you're, like, checking in. You know how on Facebook you check in? Like, oh, Dr. Dahlia is here at Walmart, you know, or Dr. Dahlia is at the STD clinic. You know how you check in? You check in where you're using the condom. You know, personally, I think that's a little too much information. I don't want to know. And I know, I think it's a nice little gimmick. You know, it gets people aware. You know, I doubt that many people are going to check in. I know, you know, hopefully, you know, makes people more aware of condom use. But listen, okay, kids know. But, you know, a lot of kids, they're lazy. Or they're just stupid. Or they don't like the feel of it. You know, and I don't know what they're teaching these kids in the house. I don't know what they're teaching these kids in school. But, you know, when you teach sex ed in school, okay, think back to when you guys had sex ed. What happened? You giggled, right? You wrote notes in class. See, now they text. We had to actually write notes, right, and, you know, physically pass the piece of paper, right? Teachers would catch it. I remember I was a senior and had to take, I guess, an extra semester of sex ed because I switched schools my senior year. I went to 4 different high schools. 12 different schools. So my senior year, I guess I was short on sex ed credits. So, of course, the teacher's calling on me saying, well, Dahlia, you know, being a senior, she's probably the most experienced here in the room. You know, meanwhile, I'm like, no, really not that experienced. Please don't call on me. But, you know, I just remember embarrassment, you know, thinking about prom, wondering what I was going to do after the game that Friday. And you don't pay attention. So it sounds like this. Sex ed sounds like this. Condom, condom, STD, condom, condom, herpes, condom, condom, HIV, condom, condom, condom. No, it just doesn't stick. Take these kids to an STD clinic. Let them see what a herpetic vesicle looks like. That'll do it. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? ExtendoVite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and 4 other herbs, ExtendoVite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-839-2959. That's 1-800-839-2959. 1-800-839-2959.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALIA. DOC-DALIA. Sorry, it was a rough night. My cat, I thought, was dying of kidney failure like his brother did. My little kitties are still too young to have that, but was up all night with poo-poos, a diarrhea, sick cat, not feeling too good. It was rough. It was rough, but we took him to the vet. So far, he's okay. We think he has inflammatory bowel disease. Stinking up the house with very, what they call it, smelly farts. I thought, you know, honestly, veterinarians would have a fancier term than we in family medicine use, but they say the same thing. You know, yeah, are his farts smelly? Yeah, they are. They are. Very, very odorous. We probably should call it odorous gas. Odorous gas, right? Melancholious gas, right? Yeah, no, but just stinky, stinky farts. Stinky. All right. William from Connecticut writes, Dr. Dahlia, with all this HPV and throat cancer talk, should I get the vaccine? I'm 45. The answer is I don't know. I don't know. They want to vaccinate boys, right? Now, I believe starting at 8 years old for HPV. I don't know if they're going to let us 40-somethings get vaccinated. Girls are vaccinated between 11 and 26 for HPV, human papillomavirus. I don't know if they're going to let us grown-ups get vaccinated. And most likely you've already been exposed. I was on Andy Dean with America Now before my show talking about this. This is bigger than we think. They say rates of HPV-related throat cancer has risen 225%. Right, over the last 16 years, men suffering the most cases. And it is a heterosexual thing. It's a homosexual thing. It's a thing even if your wife was a virgin when you met her. If she kissed somebody, okay? Remember, you could be a virgin and have only gone to first base, okay? Let's say your wife is a virgin and yet she had a boyfriend named Dirk, okay? And she kissed Dirk in high school, but Dirk had a couple months prior had a relationship with a hoochie mama who, I guess wanted oral sex or vice versa. And he had HPV in his mouth. He could have given it to your lovely wife, your lovely virgin bride, and then she gives you the HPV in your mouth. Okay? It could be transmitted kissy-kissy. It can. Now, many of these HPVs could go away. Okay, not all HPV will give you cancer. You understand that? Not all HPV will, but some can. Okay? Many of the oral cancers are caused by HPV-16. Remember, there's over 100 different strains of HPV. HPV-16 and 14? I wonder if it's 18. But I know 16 is the big culprit with oral cancer. So what do you do? Well, I think there's supposed to be a dental wash that you may be able to do, right? Kind of like a pap smear. Right in the dental office, remember we talked about that? There's a dental wash that some dentists have where you kind of do a swish and spit type of thing and they could see if you have HPV. But again, what are you going to do? I mean, the majority of us, the possibility of 80% of us could possibly be running around with HPV in our mouths now. Okay, so then, all right, well then, you know, what are the symptoms of throat cancer? Well, sometimes it's a simple sore throat. Sometimes it's like a tickle in the back of the throat. I mean, I've diagnosed throat cancer and people who thought they had allergies. Now, I know that sounds scary and I don't want you all scared, but this is how you approach anything. Like we've approached all aspects of our body, okay? If something just doesn't go away or get better, you don't blow it off. You get it checked. So if you always feel like you have a tickle in your throat, or let's say you're starting to get hoarse and you're starting to talk like this. Yes, it may sound sexy. The raspy thing may sound sexy, but maybe you could be getting some polyps back there that are benign. Maybe it could be an early throat cancer. I don't know. Make sure you let your doctor gag you. Okay? You know how the doctor says, say, ah. And many patients go, get that stick away from me. I don't want the stick. And you're like, come on, really? I can't use the tongue depressor. No, I don't want it. I don't want it. Get the tongue depressor away from me. You're like, really? Quit being a weenie. Let me tell you right now, that's how I've been able to find my throat cancers or my base of the tongue cancers, because I gag you. If I could gag you, I know, I made a lot of men gag in my life, yes, and when I'm singing, I probably make most of my listeners gag. I probably make many of you gag, but anyway, with the tongue depressor, if I could get back there and get that gag reflex, your hypopharynx moves up when you gag, right? So I'm able to see more then I could see if you're not gagging. And sometimes I could see just enough. One of the latest throat cancer patients I diagnosed was somebody who just wanted allergy medicine. He came in saying, I have allergies. He didn't come in saying he had a mass in his throat, like most of his doctors wish patients would say, but that's not what he was feeling. He's like, I have allergies. You know, and I gave him a medicine and it worked. Then he's like, well, I need more of it. And I go, again, what are your symptoms of the allergies? Runny nose? What? He's like, no. I feel something in the back of my throat. I'm like, please, can I use a tongue depressor? And he let me do it. And boom, you saw the tumor come up from the base of the tongue. We get your butt into an ear, nose, and throat doctor. All right? Any of you feeling hoarse? Any of you feeling like you could have something? You feel like there's something there? Feel a little paranoid? Have an ENT take a peek. It's easy to do. Ear, nose, throat doctor could go back there and take a peek. Sometimes the family doctors, if they have an NPL, nasopharynx laryngoscopy, can do a peek, or they could get a mirror back there. You know, the NPL is a little bit more accurate, but there's some things that could be done. But have the doctor take a peek. You know, I mean, it sounds like Michael Douglas have been doing pretty good. Michael Douglas was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. Now, 80% of people that get diagnosed with throat cancer at that level usually die. Michael Douglas is doing good. Of course, Catherine Zeta-Jones was upset at the doctor originally, saying the doctor missed it with a sore throat. But remember, when you walk into a doctor, they're not going to look for throat cancer day one. They're going to say, hi, how are you? I'm Dr. Dahlia. They're like, I know. I listened to your show. Right? I was hoping you'd be more entertaining in person. So, you know, I'm like, what's wrong? Oh, I got a sore throat. Take a look at the sore throat. It looks red. It looks inflamed. And you treat the first sore throat. I don't look for cancer day one. Okay? Sore throat doesn't go away? Yeah, we should look. Don't wait 6 months. Don't wait a year. Now, and on that same news with HPV, BBC reports that pap smear tests actually boost survival. There's actually a Swedish study saying they found a 92% cure rate after a pap smear diagnosis based on 66% for symptoms-based diagnosis. So now we're having Europe tell us Americans to not slow down on the pap smears. Meanwhile, in America, we want to cut back on the pap smears because we want to save money. Don't do it. Don't do it. Pap smear screening saves lives. And, you know, remember, I had a friend whose cervical cancer didn't walk into the doctor saying my cervix hurts. She walked in thinking she had a bladder infection. And luckily somebody looked a little deeper and found out that it was cervical cancer. And this was a woman who had normal pap smears the whole time. Just she had that HPV virus. That human papillomavirus is a nasty son of a gun. It's bad. Ask your doctor to test you for it. You're going to have to pay extra. I know insurance will cover it. Ask your doctor to pay extra. Okay? Women, tell them. And if you are positive and your pap smear is normal, have your doctor do a colposcopy. That's where they use a scope and they take a closer look. It shouldn't hurt. They may have to do a little biopsy if they see an area. But I can't tell you how many pap smears I have seen on patients who were normal. But because they had HPV, we decided to take a closer look, and they actually had low-grade to high-grade lesion deeper up in there. Okay? I'm not saying all HPV-affected people are going to have cancer, but I'm saying you need to be watched. And the U.S. Task Force recommendation of waiting every 3 years is a bunch of baloney. Don't do it. Bull crap. Absolutely. Okay? If my friend waited 3 years after having a normal pap smear, she'd be dead. Okay? Don't, again, just because the government is working with the task force and they're trying to save money doesn't mean you have to save the government money. Remember, you may have to pay out of pocket. That's the way healthcare is going. If you want something, you're going to have to pay out of pocket, which is stupid. All right? But just plan ahead. Some of these labs will give you a cash discount, but just don't let that not get done. Okay, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DR-DAHLIA.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
IRS, the three most dreaded letters of the alphabet. If you owe back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, are receiving threatening letters, or have IRS agents coming to your home or place of business, you need an experienced IRS agent fighting on your side. Call the Tax Relief Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Spearheaded by a former IRS agent, we know how to negotiate a reduction in the tax you owe, stop wage garnishments, lift bank levies, and negotiate an affordable repayment plan. plan. With 17 years as a practicing attorney and an A-plus Better Business rating, we'll get the IRS off your back once and for all. In fact, recently, when an IRS employee had a tax problem, she called us. Stop being afraid and call right now for your free consultation at 800-652-6978. The phone call is free and there's no obligation, so call 800-652-6978. Again, that's 800-652-6978. Actual results based on individual client circumstances.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Tuning in 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter for up-to-date medical updates or any news, even news on my little kitty cat. But still, I give pertinent news. Follow me on Facebook. And remember, if the Dr. Dolly Show is not in your town, call your local news talk station up. Email them, tell them to bring the Dr. Dolly Show to your town, and they'll do it. So it looks like the FDA has finally approved the first 4-in-1 flu vaccine. The Flumist quadrivalent or quadrivalent. There's a trivalent, which is three, quadrivalent, which is four. Vaccine from AstraZeneca's MedImmune unit protects against two strains of influenza A and two strains of influenza B, the first of its kind. We're all really excited. It's a spray-based vaccine, so this is not an injection. It's supposed to be for people aged 2 to 49. I doubt if pregnant people could take this one if it is the spray. But it's kind of exciting because many people tell me, Dahlia, I got the flu shot and I still got the flu. So the more strains these flu shots protect you against, the better. All right. Usually there's two strains of influenza A and one strain of influenza B. And again, it's chosen annually by medical experts. No,
the things we've done together, oh, while our hearts were young. I'm a-walking in the rain, tears are falling and I feel a pain, wishing you were here by me to end this misery. I wonder.
All right, we're back. Sorry, guys, having a little bit of a connection issue. I don't know if it has to do with the storms, but we are back here. Okay, so quadrivalent flu vaccine. Let's see where it goes. I'll keep you guys posted. How are we doing, Donovan? We all good? Donovan, you there? Donovan, I hear the music. How are you doing? Hey, Donovan, how are you doing there? Can you hear me? I like the music. Can you hear me? All right, we're good, good. Okay, so good. Now, we were talking about this very interesting lawsuit. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. I apologize for a couple of little technical issues that we've been having. So, there was an executive of the Hard Rock Hotel. We talked about this on the previous hour. And back in March of 2010, Hard Rock Hotel, great hotel. But the executive, Mr. Randy Kwasniewski, had actually committed suicide. And I found out today the attorney actually called me, Robert Murdoch, a good guy. I like this guy. We're friends. But he said actually that the family has asked him to sue the makers of Ambien, Santa Fe of Venice, and trying to bring issue and light to the fact that Ambien could have suicidal risk factors and cause suicidal ideation. Now, I posted the story. The story actually broke in the Las Vegas Review-Journal. I posted it on Twitter, and, of course, I got emails. Really, Dr. Dahlia, they're going to sue the makers of Ambien? Really? What's going on here? I don't know. All right? Only 2 days ago, we got the news that Ambien and Lunesta, Sonata, Benadryl, benzodiazepines like Klonopin, Xanax, Valium, etc., were linked to increased death, increased cancer. They didn't say anything about suicide. In this particular case, you know, the family is very concerned because he wasn't a depressed individual, from what I understand, and had taken Ambien for a couple days before the incidents. Now, does Ambien cause suicidal ideation? I don't know. You know, I wouldn't be surprised that any of these hypnotic medicines can because again, you know, we're dealing with medicines that deal with your central nervous system. You know, I wouldn't be surprised that little kooky things could happen, right, you know, in the brain. I wouldn't be surprised. Have I ever had a patient claim they were going to commit suicide taking Ambien? No, never. This is the first I've heard of it. We've been prescribing Ambien since the late 90s. So this is kind of concerning, okay? And like I said, I know people are like, really, you know, who's this attorney? Who's the family? But here's the thing. You know, a lot of times, and I brought this up in the last hour, when families sue, you know, doctors or companies, you know, for wrongful deaths, you know, it's, you know, because something happened in surgery or products, et cetera. You don't really see a lot of lawsuits with suicide cases, you know, because the families, like, always suffer from depression, or I guess we knew something like this could happen, we just didn't think it was going to, or whatever. You don't really see a lot of this with suicide cases. So my guess is the family was really shocked, and they decided to look into the medicines he was taking and realize that maybe this is a possibility. He took a medicine. Now, I have heard that people are very grumpy and people have some mood issues the next day, maybe even a reactive depression taking these sedatives. I have seen that. Or a reactive anxiety. So like I said, I don't think it's that hard to believe. I don't think the logic isn't there for there to be some sort of side effect that could deal with suicide. I don't know. But what does that mean for you and me? Well, I know many of you take Ambien. You've been taking it. You're fine with it. You love it. That's great. But Ambien has gotten a pretty bad rap in the last 3 days. So will it be taken off the market later? I don't know. You know, I know the government is very, very concerned with people taking these medications regularly and religiously. They're already going after narcotics and the Tylenol component and doctors prescribing narcotics. I'm sure with what's been going on with Whitney Houston and many other people that have died with benzodiazepines, that is going to be an issue. I mean, when they say sleeping pill deaths exceed 500,000, they are including the benzodiazepines. I mean, they are including, temazepam, diazepam. I mean, they are including the benzodiazepines. So I wouldn't be surprised if the government starts to crack down on those. You know, especially we're all waiting with bated breath to hear what happens with Whitney Houston. You'll see. You'll see legislation is going to start coming based on if they blame those medicines on her death. You know, if that's what happened, she ate dinner, she took a Valium, went into to a bathtub and passes out. That's some serious stuff. And then Ambien will be next. Again, I don't know where this lawsuit is going to go. Like I said, I don't know the attorneys. You know, this was kind of interesting that the attorney called me, and he's a friend of mine. I actually know him really well, very well. Good guy. But I'm like, you know, I was just as shocked. I'm like, really? Really? The makers of Ambien are going to now be sued? I was shocked. So we'll see where this goes. But the one thing I want you all to do is if you guys are, and I hate to use the word addicted, I hate to use that word, but if you guys take these medicines daily, every single day, I'm going to suggest you get a sleep specialist to take a peek at you. Yes, sleep studies are important, but don't just go to a sleep study, pass it, and then go back to these medications. I don't want you on any medicine that you have to take when it's supposed to be something that you should be able to do naturally. I, you know, think about it. After 2-3 days, you're going to fall asleep. You will. It's just many of you have to go to work. Many of you have to function. And we know lack of sleep hurts blood pressure, hurts your heart, hurts your driving. We know that. But just, you know, make sure that you continually be watched. Don't be popping these pills for years. By the way, we do say goodbye today to, Andrew Breitbart. He died at age 43. Again, we don't know why. They say natural causes. Hopefully we'll find out more. We're assuming it's heart. All right, we will keep you posted when we get more. All right, for those of you that could join us for another hour, please do. 1-877-DOCTALLY.
Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.